Life Audio.
Hey, loves, I'm Dana Shea. I've been married for over 25 years to my childhood sweetheart, Sean. But our marriage hasn't always been sweet. There were some really dark nights caused by betrayal and conflict. We were so disconnected. Over the last decade, we've learned the tools to rebuild our marriage into something greater than we ever hoped for. And I want to help you do the same. As a marriage and relationship coach, I can give you the blueprint for how to rebuild your relationship. You're not here today by chance, friend. So turn up the volume and let me be your guide to rebuilding your life and rebuilding your love. Welcome to the Rebuilding Us podcast. Hey, hey, everybody, it's Dana Shea. Welcome to the podcast today. If you all have been following along, you know that every Friday we do a Q&A where I actually answer a listener's question live on the podcast. So you can send these questions to me in two ways. If you would like to send them through my website, you simply go to rebuildinguspodcast.com/contact, or you can, of course, Instagram DM me at Mrs. Dana Shea. That's MrsDanaChe. Today's question actually comes from Instagram, and I thought it was so appropriate because this is a conversation that we don't like to have, you guys. We're talking about secrets in marriage. So listen to this question. This listener, and I am not going to use her name, speaking of secrets, okay? So she says, Dana, love the podcast. I have been subscribed to your show for about 6 months. Thank you for the valuable information you provide week after week. I love hearing Sean on the podcast more and more. Here's the situation. Last year, my husband and I were not in a good place. One night while out with friends, I kissed a man who I had attractions for. It didn't go beyond that, but I feel so guilty. I know it was just a kiss, but I still feel like it was cheating. She put that in quotes here. My friends think that I should not tell my husband since the kiss did not progress to anything more. What do you think? He probably would never find out, but I'm tired of carrying this weight around. Oh, sis. Sis. Are you struggling to overcome the pain of infidelity in your relationship? Do you need a done-for-you plan to heal and restore what's been lost due to the affair? Get my 4-part video series called Infidelity Intensive. This valuable resource will help guide you as an individual or a couple to gain insight, find closure, and rebuild trust as you embark on a journey toward a stronger, more resilient relationship. Don't let infidelity tear you apart any longer. Access the Infidelity Intensive, where healing begins. Visit my website to sign up today at danashea.com/infidelityintensive. That's danashea.com/infidelityintensive. Your journey to healing starts right now. I have so much to say about this particular question, you all, and I really want to frame the question with a question. When we're thinking about secrets in our marriage, we have to ask ourselves, what is that secret benefiting? How is me keeping this information from my spouse benefiting our marriage? So I just want you to sit with that question for a second. If I were giving advice to a client, a coaching client in this situation, I believe that there should be no secrets in marriage. I think that secrets destroy, secrets disconnect, and secrets feed on fear. When we're holding something from our spouses, we're holding it. And this is why she said that I'm tired of carrying around this weight, because you're holding on to the weight. You're not allowing your spouse in. You're not allowing him to see how you failed, how you messed up. And yeah, I know it's scary, because what is he going to do? Is he going to be mad? Is he going to threaten to leave you? Is he going to not trust you? Is he going to retaliate? I don't know. And that's where the fear lies, because fear always feeds on the unknown. But the truth is that when we expose it to the light, it takes away the unknown, because now you know what your husband's going to do. He's either going to fly off the handle. He's either going to retaliate. He's either going to not trust you, or He might actually forgive you. The thing is that when we're afraid of things, we rarely think of what's the best thing that can happen in the situation. None of us does that. What we think of is what's the worst that can happen. Oh my gosh, my husband's going to leave me. Oh my gosh, my husband might retaliate. Oh my gosh, my marriage is going to be destroyed. Sis, you made a mistake. And thankfully, it didn't progress into something more. But that doesn't mean that we just go, whew, thank God, you know, it didn't progress in anything more. Let's just go on with our lives, because you're already experiencing the fallout of that decision. You're already living a consequence every day based on what you're not telling your husband. I don't know the state of your marriage. I don't know your husband at all. But I do know one thing. You all were not in a good place. It sounds like you are in a good place now. So you've done some work to restore, to rebuild your marriage. So trust that work that you all have done, and trust that your marriage is strong enough to handle this secret. It happened. So I think the best way to handle it is just to face the truth head on, to expose it to the light. I believe that the Bible is really clear about the sin that lurks in our heart, the things that are hidden. And that's where things get their power, is when they're hidden, when they're in the darkness, right? But when we expose them, they lose their power. So I think about a verse in Numbers chapter 32:23, and it says, "Be sure your sins will find you out." Now, when I was a kid, like, my pastors and mom even and others would kind of use that scripture as almost like a, you better be careful because God is always watching you and that thing is going to find you out. And I do think that there is some truth, you know, that God is watching, right? But I think the overall context of that scripture is that either your sins are going to find you out because you're not exposing them to the light. So they're going to find you. Okay. Your consequences of that sin, they're going to find you. And that's what you're living right now. You're living in the consequence, because your sin is finding you out, if you will. Another scripture I think about is in the book of James, chapter 5, verse 16, and very well-known scripture, confess your sin one to another that you may be healed. A lot of times we think, okay, well, I've expressed my sin to God. I've told him, like, I made this mistake. I'm sorry. And I'm just going to go on with my life. But that's only one part of repentance. The other part that we don't like is then we got to go to the person that we offended. We have to go to the person who we sinned against, or if that's not possible, we go to another group community and we say to them, this is what I've done. I need to confess my sin to you so that I can be healed. So either way, you got to tell it. You got to tell it. You got to confess it. And I'm going to pray that you're going to find a really, really valuable lesson in all of this. It's not about beating yourself up. It's not about walking in shame. It's not even about walking in guilt anymore, because it sounds like you have repented. You haven't continued that relationship, I'm assuming, with this man. You broke things off. They didn't progress. But now we got to clean up the mess we've made. This is what I teach my kids, right? When you make a mistake, you don't just go, oh, my bad. That's great. But now you got to, like, clean it up. You know, you spill milk on the floor. You got to go clean that milk up. So this is your work. You're going to have to clean that milk up. And I pray that your husband is going to be forgiving. He may be upset, and that is his right. He may be angry, and that is his right. But I pray that he will be able to forgive you as you have forgiven yourself, and that your marriage can actually be stronger because of this. So thanks so much for asking that question. I wish you all the best. And for those of you all who might be carrying around some secrets of your own, I'll give you the same advice. Nothing good lives in the dark. So expose it to the light. If you need somebody to walk with you, if you're afraid, you know, then have somebody walk with you through that. Find a coach, find a good friend, find a pastor, find a third party. But I do believe that when we expose things to the light, God is glorified and our marriages are actually more blessed because of it. So thanks so much for listening to the podcast today. Again, I would love for you to subscribe if you have not already subscribed to the podcast. Wherever you are listening to this, just click that subscribe or follow button so that these episodes show up in your inbox or show up on your feed like magic. Remember, submit your own relationship questions at rebuildinguspodcast.com. We'll see you on the next episode. Take care.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.